for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
661 is the episode number.
That is right, and today we whack poetic.
We whack it?
We whack poetic.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yeah, we talk about getting all footloose in Brownsville.
Oh, yeah, a little tiny bit. I talk about my man crush, Ron Funches, and his newfound celebrity.
Oh, Funches.
It's a lot of Funches.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll be back full time next week.
Knock, knock. Who's there? I said knock, knock.
Who's there?
Arthur.
Arthur.
Arthur, any people here who want a game?
We're having a gangbang today.
Welcome to the gangbang, everybody.
Bring all your partners.
Yep, and your grandmas.
No peanut butter, though.
Nope.
Some of us have peanut allergies.
Yes,
knock,
that is
knock.
True.
I said knock, knock.
Who's there?
Athena.
Athena who?
Athena, couple faggot, that's the game.
Oh.
A couple faggot. Well, that was very nice.
Yep.
John
Welcome
Valby.
To the Terry and Gats Comedy Show.
Yep, 661 is where we are.
Boom.
And we're knock-knocking it with the Gang Bang song by John Valby.
Yep.
I wasn't too familiar with it, but I remember from Emerson Nice Tits,
mm-hmm.
bitch, that Lauderdale used to sing this song at the
Yep.
I was like, what are you doing, dude?
He's known as Dr. Dirty, John Valby.
This piano looks like it's seen a gangbang or two. It's all...
Is it all jizzed on?
Well, no. It's just really old and tattered. It's like it's been banged a couple times. Dwayne Mice
Well, you think
Dwyer.
He travels with it?
Maybe. Never know. I just seen this one picture of him, so it could be anybody's piano, I guess.
That'd always be a hard thing. Like, you got a grand piano. You got to show it to Dixie. You put it in, where would you, I mean, you know, you can't just put it in the back of your van, right?
No, you gotta have like a, I don't know how you take a grand piano on tour. Ask Elton John.
People, you know, it was very popular back in the day when people lived in New York. People would buy pianos if they lived above the first floor so that they could pulley them through their windows from the outside by ropes.
That's the reason they bought them?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. They said, we want to get this picture of us pulling a piano up by a rope.
I've seen some movies where they fall.
Mm-hmm.
You drop a piano, and that could be dangerous.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
My nose or is an running. Anvil.
We got some pizza now. It was
pizza
good.
Now, man. That stuff is delicious. You guys should go down there. Their pizza of the month is the
beef and cheddar.
Yeah, dude, triple beef on there, and they got some great seasoned beef. I love their beef
it's their
that
special,
they put on their pizza.
Special recipe seasoning.
Yeah, and they got they also put caramelized onions on there
and cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
What?
Cheese whiz, man.
I wonder if it's actually cheese whiz.
Check that out and let us know how you like that stuff.
I think it was a week ago they had a limited amount of their last month's pizzas left. I don't
the
know.
The Cordon Bleu pizza they were going to keep on selling until they ran out of Swiss.
Yeah.
But they should just go down now. There and offer them some money for a piece of Swiss.
So they quit making those fucking Cordon Bleu sandwiches?
No, just because I like a good piece of Swiss.
You can fuck it like that guy.
Yep. You get more slices with Swiss for the same amount of weight that you would with another cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Because there's holes in it.
Yeah, but you get less cheese.
But you get more slices.
Possibly.
You know, I mean, you might miss out on a little bit extra. You're still going to get a piece, the taste of Swiss in every bite in
yeah.
a sandwich.
Yeah, it's true. Swiss you is kind of, I don't know.
It's a drier cheese.
Yeah, a little harder.
Yeah, it's drier.
I don't
it's
dislike
much of a
Swiss,
melting cheese,
but
I prefer...
Cheddar or American.
Certainly, yeah. I'll go with the Swiss, like with a nice turkey lunch meat or something, you know. is good.
My wife likes a nice Swiss cheese omelet with onions and something else.
Pearl onions?
No, just regular.
That'd be weird, pearl onions in an omelet, wouldn't it?
What are pearl onions?
They're the, like the little...
Oh, green onions?
No, they're like the little miniature onions,
but, they got a
but
green,
you leave them whole.
But they got a green stalk that comes way off.
No.
No?
No, they're just like little round things.
Oh.
That, I don't know if they're even an onion, but they're just little small little onions that you leave whole.
It could
so
be
they look like a marble.
They could be a scallion.
They look like a white marble.
Ah. White marbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I don't like onions. I don't eat them.
Me neither.
I don't want to do anything with them.
Yep.
But we were talking on before we got on the air here or whatever we're on about that show At Midnight. You said you get stuck in.
At Midnight.
So you know they got their. They got their hashtag wars, and then they tell you, you know, make up your favorite, whatever the
make
theme
up,
is.
Make up something Chris Hardwick says you have to.
Yeah. Well, I guess Seth Milstein did it, and he got the most popular retweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a. Hashtag bad after shows.
Mm-hmm.
And some examples were like, what is the deal with Seinfeld? And Seth's was Flava of Love, colon, aftertaste. Which, that's kind of funny, but
yep.
I don't think it's as funny as I chimed in on a few that I watched like at the time that it was on. Usually I DVR and watch it later, but I thought of some pretty funny stuff, but I never got chosen. Guess Funchess was on there on Wednesday, his third time on there, and now, we haven't talked about him for a while, he just got picked up for his half-hour special on Comedy Central.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not Comedy Central
Presents.
What
they used to pick him up?
Forklift. He's pretty heavy.
And on a half-hour special, though, huh?
There's 15 people that got chosen for this year. It's not Comedy Central Presents. It's called The Half-Hour Show.
Hmm.
But it's just like Comedy Central Presents. We just call it something
They'd
else.
Call it the 22-minute show.
Kurt Brownholer. Got one. I like to call him Brownholer.
What about Kurt Loder?
No, he's... Last time I saw him was in a movie when they tried to take MTV back. What was that movie?
The Kurt Loder Show?
No, it was a movie. It was a goofy movie. And...
That guy should have a podcast.
Some people realized that they don't play videos on MTV anymore. And they got Tabitha Soren and Kurt Loder and... God, what fucking movie was that? If anyone's listening and knows what movie I'm talking about, tell me, because I'm retarded and I can't fucking remember shit. I also wanted to mention, I don't know if you heard this, but this is the second annual Oregon's Last Comedian Standing competition is coming up in March, and they're doing preliminaries in six cities, one of them being Albany at Riley's. Portland, Bend, Grants Pass, Medford, and Eugene. They're going to do six preliminary shows and choose 45 comics to be in the contest. So you can go to all of them if you want. If you wanted to go to Portland, if they're not on the same day. Some of them are on the same day. But I'm thinking about doing Albany and Eugene. I don't need to, just for stage time maybe. But I don't know how many people will be coming to Albany to do comics. There's not a lot of... I don't know. Dan Paul Schaefer will be down there. Paul Schaefer. I'm sure.
So you just go, that. You can go and perform at all of them and you'll get chosen. You might get chosen once.
You get more chances of being, like if if you performed in Albany and you didn't get chosen, you could go to Eugene and do it and go to Portland or whatever. But that's coming up.
That's
I think
cool.
It's March 7th here. We'll let you know on the plugs after the show, but I just want to let you guys know Oregon's Last Comedian Standing back on track now, and they're giving away $10,000 in cash and prizes, and the four winners, the finalists, get to do a seven-day tour.
Right on.
Just in Oregon, but still, I think they're going to do like Medford, Grants Pass, Roseburg, Eugene, Salem, Portland, or something like that. But so, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm going to win this year.
Were you thinking of Portlandia?
Portlandia. No. Why?
That's not the show you were thinking of with the Kurt Loder thing?
I don't think so. I think it was a movie.
Oh,
it might have been an episode of Portlandia. Yeah, I think it was.
In Portlandia.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. That's what it was then, yeah.
Yep.
They realized that MTV wasn't playing videos. It only took them 20 years to realize it.
Yeah. I don't know what he does these days.
He just makes cameo appearances on Portlandia, like everybody does these days.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing cameos on that show. New season starts February 27th, in case anyone is interested. IFC Portlandia, season 3 or 4 starting. Season 3. Season 4? Season 4. Fuck, I don't know. The new season starts February 27th. Hey, a new season of...
I don't know. Is Sportlandia still on?
Yeah. Sportlandia?
Yeah. No. It's a Blazers show. Is that still going?
I never heard of that one.
What? It started right after Portlandia.
I don't watch sports, though.
I know. But I thought maybe you got confused one time and might have turned on Sportlandia.
Did you watch The Walking Dead mid-season premiere? I didn't.
Yeah.
I DVR'd it, and then I think I got fake spoiler alerts, and I can't remember if they're real or not.
Were you also kind of secretly hoping Carl died?
No, I was hoping Daryl died. Did he? Really? Because here's the deal. It was got recorded, and I wasn't going to watch it. My wife was watching her
show. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh!
But I already got a spoiler from The Talking Dead, because my wife got done with her show Real Housewives, and when she went to change to the next show...
Uh-huh.
It went to whatever channel it was on, and you know, you're still in your DVR, but it's got the little box on the side up in the right-hand corner, and they said something about Rick dying and Daryl dying, and then they said they were joking, and I was like, turn that off! That's a spoiler! But
yeah. I was thinking Carl? About that because I was thinking, I was more excited to... for the premiere of Talking Dead than I was for The Walking Dead.
Boy, Chris Hardwick's just everywhere these days, isn't he?
I know. Why is that show still an hour?
Is it an hour?
Yeah, that's what my thing is. They should show it once after the first run, and then after that, they don't need to show it continuously through the night, because I'm usually just waiting to be able to watch The Walking Dead. Why would I want to watch Talking Dead?
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch Comic Book Man because it's a half an hour and sometimes kind of dorky and stupid, you know, and it's
Kevin
kind of
Smith.
Podcasty.
Yeah.
You know,
I've watched
they
a
all
couple
sit around and make
snippets.
Dorky jokes
couple snippets.
At each other. And it was pretty cool they had Dean Cain on the last one because it was Superman's 75th birthday.
Are you a big fan of Dean Cain?
No, it was just, you know.
I loved his work on Ripley's Believe It or Not. That was good.
Dude, the thing that bothered me about his version of the show is
Lois
every one
Clark?
Of them always had videos.
Oh.
It was like, here's a video of an elephant with like two heads, believe it or not. Well, he just showed us the fucking video. How can I not believe it?
Why don't you have him really in the studio? Because it's fake. It's CGI. It's fucking fake.
I know. It's a fake Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, we forgot to talk about that this week. Quick moment of silence. One moment. Kids, don't do drugs. Stay away from heroin. And
Philip Seymour Hoffman, he relapsed after being 25 years clean from the age of 20 to 45.
From the big H. And over the last year, he chased the dragon. He finally caught it. But that's
I liked
a sad story.
A lot of his movies that he was in. He was in The Big Lebowski. He was in that Pirate Radio. You ever seen that one?
Yeah, I did. That was
pretty
good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And, you know, I never saw... That Truman Capote or whatever, or anything.
I'm sure he was good in that, too.
But, you know, he was in many other good movies.
He's in a lot of movies
that
you...
The Hunger Games he was good in.
Yeah, and you were telling me that they were going to keep him in it, even though he's
dead? They are. They're going to CGI him in there.
They're going to PSH him in there?
They're going to CGI him in there.
PSH?
Yep, they're going to put him in there.
Philip Seymour Hoffman him in there.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to put him in there. They're going to CGI him in there.
That's kind of lame.
He was in a tortured love triangle before he died. His diaries reveal a tortured soul. Is the Philip Seymour Hoffman gay lover lawsuit ethical?
I don't know.
I'm just reading headlines when I Googled his name.
Oh, okay.
I was going to look at movies. I don't know anything about any of those stories. I was just reading the latest in the last 4 hours of what's happened to him.
Did you know he was on...
If he was in a... He was... Partners was, until his death, was Mimi O'Donnell.
Oh.
I don't know who Mimi O'Donnell was.
He was in one movie that I can't remember the name of right now, but it was a good one.
Scent of a Woman.
Well, he was in that too, yeah. He was
Twister.
Probably.
Boogie Nights. You never saw Twister?
Yeah, I saw it.
The Big Lebowski. Patch Adams. He was in Magnolia.
Magnolia?
Magnolia. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, he was in that.
Almost Famous. Red Dragon, 25th Hour, which was the sequel to 24, right?
Yeah. He was in Hoffa with Nicholas. Yeah,
and Punch Drunk Love.
Yep. Was he on an episode of It's Always Sunny?
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past him.
It's coming up on the list here.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
That's the one I was talking about. That's a good movie, dude. Mm-hmm. That is a good fucking movie. I liked it.
Which one is that one?
I don't know, but I remember it. I don't remember, but I liked it.
I think I like that one, too.
It's a story of love and loss and death and life.
He was also in Moneyball.
Moneyball?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Leap of Faith, too, with Steve Martin.
Yep. And he was also in Death of a Salesman.
The original?
On Broadway.
Wow. He must have been old.
Yeah, so who had the biggest career, him or Shirley Temple?
Well,
in 2009, he wore a beanie on his head.
In case anybody doesn't know, Shirley Temple also passed away recently, and I didn't know she was still alive. She was in the Nelson Mandela Club,
mm-hmm.
where I thought she was already dead. But Shirley Temple, wasn't she in movies in the 30s? So she was probably 80.
Yep.
She must have been 80-something.
She was around 80. You know, he was in Hard Eight, too. Did you ever watch that movie?
No.
He played young craps player.
Ooh, Hard Eight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, because when you play craps, there are no eights. Well, there's you can get a four and a four, I guess.
Did you know that Philip Seymour Hoffman played himself in the movie Titanic 2000 that came out in the year 2000?
What the fuck's Titanic 2000?
It makes me want to watch it because it was probably about a bunch of stars that sank on the Titanic in the year 2000.
And he just talked on there as himself?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking weird.
He was in that movie, Strangers with Candy.
What was that about? I think I saw that.
It was that one. It was a Comedy Central show.
Oh. Have you heard of that new Comedy Central show?
It was only in Empire Falls miniseries and Law and Order in 91.
Have you heard of Broad City?
Only because there was that thing on that one show at midnight when they had those people from Broad City on there.
Oh. I recorded one episode so far, but I haven't watched it yet. The previews look like it's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But can't say so.
Yeah, they were pretty funny on the show.
All right.
They were. They had some shit jokes.
Some shit jokes?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they were pretty funny. I thought they were funny.
They're pretty funny.
Yep, but Hannibal Buress one.
Hannibal Buress. I didn't see that. I haven't seen any from this week yet because I've had company.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
It's okay. I've had company I haven't been able to watch my shows.
Yep.
I'm fucking sad about it.
I encourage everybody to go to Entertainment Weekly online and read the essay, Melissa Joan Hart Remembers Shirley Temple.
Oh, that's nice.
Because everybody wants to read what Melissa Joan Hart has to say.
Every time I hear the word essay.
You can also read what Patty Duke has to say about her.
It reminds me when I was in the fourth grade. And my English teacher told me I had to write an essay. And I said, what's an essay? And she said, well, it's a thing that you write. And told me what it was. And I said, well, what
85.
Is... I said, so what does that stand for? And she said, what does what stand for? And I said, essay. Because I was just... I thought it was S-A.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was an abbreviation. And that was when I learned that essay is actually a word.
Yeah.
I had never heard it in the Mexican term at that time because I was from Brownsville, Oregon.
Was like, what's up, essay?
He's like, I think it was South Park. They said, yeah, man, yeah. I wrote an essay. He's been in prison. I wrote to him. He's like, no, if you want to be in our program, you have to write an essay saying why we would like to have you in our Mexican work program. And he's like, did you write your essays? Yes, I wrote him. He'll get out in 2 years. I wrote an essay. He's in this state prison. I wrote to all my essays. No, you have to write an essay.
Yep.
What does essay stand for? S-A. Stupid ass.
You know Shirley Temple wasn't her real name?
What was she actually in? Alcohol?
No, her real name was Shirley Temple Black.
Well, that was afterwards, right?
Oh, I
thought she got married. Yeah, she got married.
Who did she marry? Jack Black?
John Black. Or I think it was Zach Black.
She died on the Woodside.
What? On the woods?
California.
Oh, they mean by the wayside.
No.
She died by the wayside in Woodside, California, on the side of a woodpile. Yeah. She died in Woodside. She died inside
when
wood.
When was the last movie she made?
I don't think she made movies. I think she was an alcoholic drug addict. I'm just making that up. But I know that they named a drink after her that doesn't have now alcohol in it. Now, why would that be? Because she wasn't drinking when she was little? Because you know she drank when she grew up.
Yeah.
She was from the good ship Lollipop.
I think it was just restaurants trying to cash in on her thing, or maybe that's what she ordered in a movie.
And, yeah, that could
became popular.
Oh, she ordered something in a movie?
Maybe.
You're just making stuff up, too.
Yeah, I don't know anything about...
That's what we do here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Today, we're going to compare Florida and crazy Oregonians. We'll start with Oregon, because on last show we did a Florida story. A Portland, Oregon man was booked into jail Tuesday after apparently slipping into a parked police car and then finding himself locked in for the night. He used his finger to write the word help backwards in the condensation of the window, but they didn't find him till the next morning. They heard him yelling. The deputies heard him yelling from the car. He said he accidentally locked himself inside the back of the police car after deciding to sleep in the car for the night. The car had been apparently left unlocked. So he was charged with criminal mischief. It doesn't say he was a homeless person.
Huh.
He did rifle through the car's glove box and tore up the headliner before managing to crawl into the secured back seat where he became stuck. So maybe he was looking for some bullets or something.
Maybe.
That's not crazy. That's just stupid. Now
well, at least he was good at writing his name backwards.
Yeah, it's hard to do when you're homeless. In Florida, though, way crazier. I think these crazy Floridians got us beat. According to Fort Pierce police report, Melissa Bopp stabbed her fiancé with a big knife because he wouldn't drive her to the liquor store. She was arrested.
That is a good reason.
She was charged with aggravated battery after they called 911 to report he'd been stabbed in the stomach. Their child witnessed the stabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And all because he didn't want to drive while he was drunk. Which he
well,
should be.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Their wedding is off now.
Yeah, what's worse, getting a stabbing someone?
Or getting a DUI.
You know, or killing someone you don't know because you're drunk driving.
Or you get a DUI and have to pay a bunch of money and go to jail.
Yeah.
So once again, I think Florida won on that one, because you don't need to stab your fucking old man because he won't go to the store and get you more liquor because he's already too drunk to drive. Think about what you're doing right now to yourself and others.
Yeah.
You're doing a service to the community right now by telling people what not to do, which is what you don't want to do. Don't stab your partner. All right, so that does it for that. And I still got a stuffed up nose. God damn it.
Have you ever stabbed anybody?
No, I guess not. I shot my brother in the hand with a BB gun once.
I don't. Did it come out or did he leave it in there?
It didn't go in, it just bounced off. It wasn't close
up.
It left a white mark on his and a lump.
Were you guys shooting into the fireplace?
No, I was shooting into him. No, we were actually outside. We used to shoot our guns outside, which is weird for a lot of people, but that's what we used to do. We'd been told not to shoot guns in the house, even if you do have a large stack of cardboard and 12 feet of space to use.
Yeah. Well, those daisies are pretty... The standard daisies are pretty low-powered.
Yeah.
Gun, but I wouldn't go shooting... Pellets. You pointed pellets with a 10-pump rifle.
No.
You in the house.
You can get a lot of, whatever you call it. Once you pump it up, you get a lot of force built up, and you could really probably hurt somebody, like, bad.
You know who else died? Inventor of the salad, Caesar. Sid Caesar.
Oh, Caesar salad.
Yeah, but he retired in 06. He was active from 46 to 06.
Huh.
And, yep. He died in Beverly Hills.
What was
he was 91.
What was wrong with him? He was just old?
Yeah, I think so.
Seth Milstein, our resident At Midnight tweeter, he said that Sid Caesar was a comic genius.
And he was a saxophonist.
A saxophonist?
A saxophonist.
Did he used to play saxaboom?
Yeah.
Well,
and he had that show, Your Show of Shows, which I've never seen. I don't know. Maybe they have that somewhere that you can watch on Netflix or something.
Ah. Probably YouTube. I doubt if it'd be on Netflix.
He started as a child. His parents owned a restaurant, and he would go around mimicking the diverse customer base. And he would go and mimic customers at their table.
That was when he was like six or seven?
I think even less than that. He was like two or three.
Oh, because when he was seven, he was in his parents' restaurant, and that's when he invented the Caesar salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was all just cheese. It was just a bowl of cheese.
Yeah, you mimic their accents and their rhythms in kind of technique-y termed double talk, which he used without his career. And
that's when you just say what someone else said, just like they said it.
Yeah.
That's rude is what it is, Sid.
Yep, and he said to a group of Italians when his head could barely reach above the table, they liked it so much they sent him over to a group of Polish people. They do the same thing to the Polish, and then the Russians and Hungarians and Frenchmen. Spaniards, Lithuanians, and Bulgarians, there is everybody there. God. Everybody had their own table. Do you believe that? That doesn't go on today.
That's segregation, isn't it?
Yeah, I have to guess so. Well, that just means that every restaurant has to have so many tables, you know?
Yeah, for each race.
Yep.
For the Jews.
Yep.
And the homosexuals and...
Yep, and his older brother was his comic mentor and his one-man cheering section.
One man?
Yep, and then they wrote comedy, they wrote family sketches, and he was a saxophonist at 14.
Wow, to be having sex so often at 14 is pretty impressive there, Sid.
Yeah.
Saxophonist. I have sex as often as I can.
He went on, he joined Musicians Union. You played with Benny Goodman, man.
Well, that's pretty astounding.
Yeah, in the 40s. And then he went on and kind of was an early pioneer of kind of the variety shows, Saturday Night Live kind of format, I think.
From that, the Show of Shows?
Yeah, Show of Shows, which was back in the 50s. I'm sure Lauren Michaels may have something, but... They had some of the sketches they had were the Hickenloopers, who were a bickering couple predating the Honeymooners. They were television's first bickering couple.
Wow.
On that show. There was a professor who was he'd just play a professor, and Carl Reiner would ask him questions, and it kind of evolved into the 2,000-year-old man thing that him and Mel Brooks did.
Uh-huh. He did a lot of work with
that. He got his start, and Bea Arthur was on there.
Imogene
when
Coco.
When she was probably three.
I mean, Imogene Coco.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube, shows here that you can watch it.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
Your Show of Shows
Even
birthday
Even Neil Simon,
sketch.
That's where he got his start on there. And Danny Simon, who I don't know who it is.
The clock. It sounded more like the Trailer Park Boys to me.
Billy Crystal was big into Sid Caesar.
Huh. About many things.
But there was one thing the people of Bar Hof emphatically agreed upon.
It sounds like the narrative.
Oh, he died from a short illness.
Short?
Yeah, he died after a short illness.
Huh. They didn't say
Is
what
that
was...
even a cause? He died at his home in Beverly Hills after a short illness.
That's better than dying from a long illness.
I know, but you either die from a short illness or a short wellness. You could die right after a short wellness.
Yeah, if you just got suddenly sick.
It depends upon how you're talking about time, because if you're thinking about it in bigger chunks of time, you know, I mean, he was probably well for a good 30 years before that, before he had his short illness.
Because I wonder how short a short illness is, if that's like just a week or...
Yeah.
That's kind of like he died from heart failure. That could mean anything. Mm-hmm. He got stabbed in the ass and bled to death, and then his heart stopped. That's heart failure.
Yeah, in 2005, he won the DVD exclusive award.
What's that? It's something exclusive. DVD. Okay, sorry.
Exclusive award.
I didn't know what that was.
It honors direct-to-video productions.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense now. I totally know what you're talking about.
The DVD exclusive awards. I guess that's because it's exclusively on DVD.
Yeah,
because
it was never...
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he won it for. Huh. He also won... 2011 was given a... Well, in 2001, the Television Critics Association gave him the Career Achievement Award.
Huh.
Career Achievement Award.
Well, at least he got that before he died.
10 years later, in 2011, the same people, Television Critics Award, gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow, it was a good time for him to die, then.
So he had the Career Achievement Award, then 10 years later, he gets the Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Huh.
By the way, the Television Critics Association gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award 24 years after the British Comedy Awards gave him the same award.
They're always a little behind.
Yep.
This time, 24 years behind.
Mm-hmm. In 1951, he was nominated for the Most Outstanding Personality.
Huh. Just in general?
Yep.
He's really good looking, and he has an outstanding personality.
An outstanding personality. I'm going to look up some outstanding personalities.
Is that a thing?
Winners. And get back to you on that.
You're going to get back to me?
And I will.
What am I supposed to do while I wait?
Oh, I don't know. Have you been watching any shows?
Have I been watching any shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch shows. I watch shows on TV sometimes.
Have you watched any more 4400?
No, not since we last spoke of it. I haven't. I watched the moon landing.
Oh, really?
No. I just saw a picture of that, and so I just said what was the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh.
Let's see. What else did I watch? Can't remember. I watched a lot of stuff. I've been watching a lot of Netflix. I watched some comedy specials, but I can't remember who they are. Oh, what was that guy's name? Rob Schaefer? You know Rob Schaefer?
He's
supposed to be a social media sensation.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. That's what it said on the little thing that tells you about with the guy. Mm-hmm. It says Rob Schaefer, social media sensation, gets crazy on stage doing stand-up.
Maybe he was that turkey that had the bikini line.
He was talking a lot about butt fucking.
What?
Which was weird, yeah. Have you drank any alcohol lately? In the last couple weeks?
No. Have you?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I've been smoking lots of weed, though.
Right on.
And I've got a list here of the 10 reasons why weed is better for you than alcohol.
I got 10 reasons, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got 99 reasons. The bitch ain't one. Marijuana curbs brain damage caused by drinking.
All right.
I'm not even going to wax poetic on any of these. I'm just going to read them. Marijuana may help treat cancers that are caused by alcohol. Number three is violent behavior, a.k.a. alcohol, versus utter chillness, which is the weed. Alcohol addiction is extremely dangerous, whereas... weed addiction is just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of the two things kills people. That would be alcohol. Alcohol prevents muscle growth. Marijuana has legitimate medical uses. Drunk
well,
sex.
Well, so does alcohol, though.
Drunk sex is sloppy.
It can help keep your blood thin.
Oh, yeah. But high sex is tingly. Long-term alcohol abuse could kill you. And drunk decisions are bad, high decisions, just slow.
That is true.
So that's the 10 reasons.
Good in most cases.
That was from High Times magazine, so it's propaganda, obviously. All right, that was my list. Dustin usually comes up with lists, but I had a list there.
Oh, yeah. You got it. All right. I'll bust out a list.
I didn't say you had to.
All right, I won't.
Oh, my neck hurts, dude. I had a weird fitful sleep last night. I don't know why. I was tossing and turning all night.
I'm not going to sleep here.
Okay.
I kind of lost interest in that at the end.
I'm going to sleep. Uh-huh. That was the first lull.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 2014, motherfuckers. Let's do this. You know what I'm talking about?
What are we doing?
I don't even know.
661.
Hey, coming up in 5 episodes, we're going to have our most satanic episode ever. Episode 666.
Yeah. Write on our Facebook what song you want us to open up with.
Yeah, is it going to be Anvil or Iron Maiden? Or Deicide, Slayer?
Are you a fan of Rene Descartes?
I don't know if I am because I don't know who that is.
Rene Descartes? The philosopher?
Rene Descartes?
Yeah, he was. He said, I think, therefore I am. I never heard that?
I've heard that phrase, but I didn't know it was Rene
Which
Descartes.
Which means, like, if you couldn't think of yourself, then you would. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can think of yourself.
Right.
You know, you think you exist, therefore you do, in your mind at least.
I think, therefore I am.
He had a fascination with cross-eyed women.
He liked them?
Yep.
Boy, he would have liked that lady off the dog show the other night. She was fucking whacked. So he liked cross-eyed women.
Was she whacked poetic?
She was whacked out. Her eyeballs were whacked poetic sideways. Waxed. Waxed poetic. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why'd you tell me that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at a list of...
Oh, I got you going on the lists now. Damn it. That's all right.
Yeah.
I like lists. We kind of forgot what we're doing here. We forgot how to podcast when we were away. So if these two episodes that we just did yesterday and today to catch up are kind of weird, it's just because we're fucked up.
You know, George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel had 4 names.
I do now. Did he invent the Kegel exercises?
No, Hegel. Frederick Hegel.
Oh, Kegel. Oh, Frederick Hegel. But if you say it, it sounds like Frederick Hegel.
Yeah. He was one of the most renowned proponents of German idealism.
Huh. So you said you saw Jason Alexander with Seinfeld on some thing?
I did.
Did he have a toupee on? He's been sporting toupee.
Yeah, two hell toupee.
Hell toupee. That's a shitty wig is what that is.
No.
Toupee for
he
hell.
Didn't, I don't think he did have a wig on.
He's trying to explain to people his reappearing hair.
Like in real life or as George?
In real life. He was on the Late Late Show, I guess. But my wife's cousin said she went and saw Seinfeld and said that it was the funniest stand-up show she's ever seen in her life. That she had tears running down her face and that it was hilarious. And she just recently saw Birbiglia, Brian Regan. She saw Lisa Lampanelli, who called her out and like belittled her in the audience to everybody, which I thought was kind of cool. But yeah, Seinfeld apparently killed at the Holt Center last week. So
wow.
He didn't even go to jail for it.
That guy, yeah.
He did like an hour and a half.
That guy's good.
Yeah.
A lot of comics like that guy, Brian Regan.
Oh, yeah. He's a clean comic, too, like Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was... they always talked him up on the Todd Glass's early podcast.
Was that before you knew Todd Glass was gay? When did you...
No, but not before I suspected it.
Because of his tight pants?
No. He always kind of, you know... I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Still think he's funny. Todd Glass.
Funny like gay?
Yeah. That show was weird, though, because they always got into fucking talking about parenting. And I don't think any of them had kids on their show. They were always talking about...
They were just speculating.
And, you know, and Todd Glass gets pretty passionate, you know, in his comedy when he has, you know, and his opinions and stuff. It's part of his style. And
I've heard he gets pretty passionate with his man-on-man lovemaking.
He would he would get pretty out there on it. And then the other guy liked to talk about politics.
Oh.
And, you know. I do. Kind of, you know, I like it when they just poke fun at stuff that just parts of the system.
I knew that girl. That I went just, to school with her, Paula.
But, it was a funny show. I enjoyed it, but I think Todd Glass left after a while, and I don't know what was going on. And then he came out with his own one, too. But I think the other one, it was called Comedy and Everything Else. Did you know Arthur Schopenhauer? He was a philosopher.
Nope.
He was a...
Is he dead now?
Yeah. Aww. He had a pessimistic... He was a pessimistic philosopher from, like, the late... Well, the early 1800s.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and he... He filled his human need for companionship by having several... Pet poodles. Mm-hmm. From his school days until his death. He always kept a bunch of poodles around, which all had the same name, Atma, and the same nickname, Butts.
Atma?
Yep.
That's a Yob album.
And Butts was all their nicknames. He intended it as a compliment because the word Atma is a Hindu concept developed in the Bhagavad Gita, meaning inner self.
Yeah.
Or the transcendent soul.
Hans knows that.
To Schopenhauer, each of his pets, rather than being an individual animal with its own personality, expressed the highest and most fundamental reality of poodle.
Poodle. Huh. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, John Paul Sartre?
No.
He was a 1900s philosopher. He was a big writer and political activist.
You're blowing my mind right now, coming up with all these people I don't know.
And,
Gia?
No, he was once given the Nobel Prize.
Huh.
Yet he was none too pleased about it, and he refused to accept that or the award money.
Huh.
He said, human-made institutions like the Nobel Prize only worsen the conditions of men... all of whom were condemned to be free.
Huh.
But he hated crustaceans. He was scarred by a painting as a child of a claw coming up out of the ocean attempting to grab a person. He had an obsessive fear of crustaceans and other sea creatures, which was so intense that he once had a panic attack after getting into the water of the Riviera with his longtime love.
Aww.
He believed a giant octopus would rise up from the dark depths of the water and drag him to his death.
Damn.
On another occasion, after consuming a mind-altering drug, he had visions of lobsters following him everywhere he went.
Wow. That's fucking crazy, dude. That guy was quite a philosopher. Yeah. He was full of philosophers.
You think it's possible to still be a philosopher?
It's possible to be a philosopher.
I mean, like, you're coming up with new, thoughtful ways to view life, and then, but also at the same time getting money for it to live and
not really doing anything.
Yeah.
Well, if you can get paid for something that no one else is doing, then I guess you might as well take care of it. Take advantage of it. Take care of it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I did watch another cool movie. Oh,
call it Scientology.
Dude, there's a church that I was reading about in, I think it's in Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, actually the home of the rock band Lamb of God. There's a pastor there that has a clothing optional church. He wants his congregation to bear their souls to Christ and accept themselves the way that they were made. It's the Whitetail Chapel in Richmond, said even the cold February temperatures aren't enough to dissuade some members of the congregation to shed some or all of their clothing for the Sunday services. Burying their bodies, it helps worshipers to bear their souls to Christ. What happens if you get a boner in church? Then does that mean you're going to hell?
No, it just means you got to take a piss.
He said there's nothing sexual about the nudity.
Yeah, that's why he's always staring at their tits.
There's not a feeling that you have to be better than anyone physically.
Do you ever call Lamb of God log?
No, but I see it written that way. I call him Lamb of Golly, remember? You can go back. As Adrian Bacon Farrell said when we were off the air for a little while due to the weather and shit, he said, I'm just going back to episode one and going to listen to them all until I catch up.
Wow.
I said, dude, that's going to take a while.
Hats off for even thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
I would like to encourage people to go and listen to us on their new Kindle Fire that they buy when they click on the link at our website.
Yeah, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link there on the
left.
Give
another shout out for a helper of podcasting, Hans.
Yes, Hans Joachimson.
I wanted to talk about, sometimes I like to give parental advice like Todd Glass.
You don't have no kids, though.
No. But, so that's why. Well, not like so much advice as just let them know what's going on with some TV shows and the violence and stuff on there.
Oh.
And I wanted to touch on the regular show. You ever watch that?
No, Hans is a big fan of that
show. Oh, man.
Yeah, and my daughter and my former godson.
Yep.
Who has this been series, stripped away from me, but we won't talk about that right now.
I didn't know that this show was so adult.
It is very adult.
This series is more innuendo than other Saturday morning type cartoons. One character in an episode drops his towel, exposing his bare buttocks.
Exposing it?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
One character's butt crack is visible throughout the whole series.
Damn. That's offensive.
Yep. Let's see. In one episode, a male character says he needs guests with breasts for a party. And in one, they play a game and he says, when the balls drop, two of the characters start to snicker. And, in one episode, a male character complains that the women in a movie are fully clothed. And, in one episode, a female character is French kissing one character's butt.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. That might be two things.
French kissing a character's butt?
See what happens
butt?
When you don't put periods in your paragraphs, so you don't know what's going on.
So he was French kissing his butt?
I think so. That might be two different thoughts, but guns are fired in some episodes.
Wow.
A rocket launcher is shot at a bear. And one of the main characters has died twice.
Wow, death and destruction?
Yep. They say lots of crude humor like crap, freaking, pissed off, and suck. And one time they say, how in the H are we going to fix this S?
But do they say the actual words? Hell and shit?
And in another show, Mordecai says, what the H, dude?
Weird, what the H.
Yep. Huh. Angry parents have caused the show to have to drop some of the language.
Huh. What the H, man.
In an episode, there is an excessive use of eating fast food and candy, and characters drink a lot of soda to the point of nearly getting drunk. In several episodes, the time of the clock is 4:20.
Huh.
Also, in one That's episode, cool. They play the song Mississippi Queen, and the word wine is bleeped out by a car horn.
Why? Oh, because it's kids.
Although, in another episode, when Nothing But a Good Time is played, they don't censor it at all.
Wow. They're really pushing the envelope there.
One episode, a car is bent on killing the main characters.
Huh.
And, Yep.
Hans, you've probably seen all those episodes.
Yeah. It's a pretty funny show. I've seen it, and
I don't think
I don't change the channel if it's on. It's pretty funny. The characters are pretty
I don't know if he funny. Lets his kids watch it or what, but I know he's talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
The regular show.
Yeah. That's funny. Lenny, what about Bob's Burgers? You check that out at all yet?
I've watched a couple episodes, but I need to get into it more than I have because I've heard it's funny. But it's hard for me sometimes to accept new cartoon things.
Yep. I think that one's a good four seasons in now, though.
Yeah.
So I think
even Family Guy,
there.
I like it, but I don't seek it out and I don't
it's
watch it.
It's better than Family Guy.
I mean, just because there's so much, everybody.
The newest season of The Simpsons too. I've seen some good episodes.
Yeah,
you know, I've seen some funny.
I don't think those guys have really petered out though. Simpsons has always been pretty good, hasn't it?
I don't know. Some people always complain about some seasons.
Yeah, I stopped watching years,
and you know,
ago.
The shift of writers is, you know, evolved. I mean, shit, the show's 25 years now.
Yeah, at least.
It's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
Was Ramblin' Rod on the air for 25 years?
Maybe.
You know, I mean, how long were Saturday morning cartoons on? That wasn't even 25 years, was it?
Yeah, at least.
Really?
Right, Hans? What's in Hans's CD player today? Adventure Time. He likes Adventure Time, too, and the regular show.
Yeah, Adventure Time's good, too.
Today, Hans is listening to some old school death metal right before they got shitty. I think this is the last good album. A band called Gorefest.
Uh-huh.
The album's called False. I think they had one after that called Erase that wasn't so good, but then they got kind of rocky. I went back to something I hadn't listened to for a long time, and it really it made me relive the time, kind of like the Grieving Son I was listening to the other day. I listened to Nirvana's Bleach album, and it just reminded me of all the shows we played as Bleach and all those songs we used to play, and I hadn't heard them for so long. And once you hear something that you haven't heard for so long, you kind of hear it in a different light. And I'm going to have to listen to that one again, because that was a good listen there, Nirvana's Bleach.
Yeah. You ever listen to the isolated bass on those?
No. Do they have them?
I'm sure they do. They have Nirvana isolated stuff.
I searched some isolated bass stuff, and there was like a lot more than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked at Nirvana stuff, but it's cool if you go. And I haven't looked up Jocko either. That would be kind of cool.
But didn't he play a lot of solo?
You can
stuff?
Get some awesome ones of Thunder Whistle.
Who's that? Oh, John Entwistle.
Yeah, Thunderfingers.
Thunder Whistle. Yeah, there's a lot
wasn't
of...
Wasn't that Thunderfingers?
Yeah, I
always, sometimes I confuse the Who and that other band I'm thinking of.
Which one's that?
Zeppelin.
Oh,
the members
yeah.
of...
I was seeing a thing, and I'd seen it before, but every time I see it, I haven't seen it for a long time, and it's just talking about how Led Zeppelin stole all their stuff on the first album and like said that they wrote it, except for two songs.
Yeah, no. People said that about... Stone Temple Pilots too, didn't they?
But they got sued.
Stone Temple Pilots was their first album, was their best album.
Well, yeah, but these are songs like Dazed and Confused, which is said it was written by Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, when really the Yardbirds stole that from some dude that opened for their tour in 1967. They just changed the lyrics and slowed it down a little bit. That Black Mountain Side, which is a intro, the first song on side two, was stolen from an old jazz guitarist from 1956, and he just did an image of Vanilla Ice and changed a little bit and said written by Jimmy Page.
And there's a lot too about, like, you know, session musicians that were helping guys write music in studios too. Because, you know, I mean, studio musicians, they just hung around the studio and helped people work out stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
or just read music and did what they were told.
Yeah, you know, just hang out for gigs and do what they can to help out and stuff, and bam, there it is.
Whoop,
you know, some people were saying some of the, like, Aerosmith songs weren't even written by Joe Perry, but, you know, I mean, could it really be? Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm sure, you know, I mean, you sit around and you're rocking a riff and there's another guitar player and he goes, hey, man, why don't you play a little bit of this after that? And you play it and it sounds cool. I mean, sure, you know, they helped write the song, but it doesn't mean, like, tossed and written by, you know, just break down every riff and who wrote each, you know, change of chord.
Yeah. Well, we said we were going to mention this from the other day's show. This is a post from the Good Citizenship League of Brownsville in 1922.
Man, taking me back almost 98 years.
It sounds a little footloose to me. It says here, and I quote, "We, the members of the Good Citizenship League of Brownsville, desiring to express the most mature and trustworthy convictions of our citizens, respectfully request that the Board of Directors make it a requirement that any teacher employed in our schools shall not, during the term such teacher is employed, be allowed to attend any dance wherein men and women dance together. We are confident that this requirement will materially assist in creating and conserving the better interests and influence of our schools, home, and community life. End quote. And that was
teachers don't be dancing.
That was shot down. It did not pass. There's been dancing
that's
going
good,
on,
man. Because you know,
they actually preferred man on man dancing back then. But the Brownsville was a little ahead of their times. I don't know what time it is where you are right now, but it is just 4:20. And I took
I'll
a big.
Tell you what, right now I'm going to tell you a little something.
Tell me now.
All right. 1992 is when NBC abandoned Saturday morning cartoons. That's when they brought it in the Today Show.
92?
Today Show.
Well, I know it was
and
going
then
on.
They added an all live action teen oriented block, Saved by the Bell and California Dreams.
I bet they were going on from at least 72, at least maybe 67. So I bet
maybe,
Saturday
yeah.
Morning
it's 60s,
cartoon.
I think, is probably when they got it start. But the only one now is the CW.
CW. That's one of the stupidest channels ever.
Really?
That's where you can find the Arsenio Hall show on the CW.
Where every show looks like it was filmed in the 90s.
Yeah.
Which seems like it wasn't that long ago to me, but it was.
All on the same set, too. They're all recorded on the same set.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, you can't all be Fox and come in with the... With all that kind of stuff. But I like some shows like Supernatural's not bad, although I don't think it's as strong as it was in the early seasons. You know, but other than that, I don't know of any show that I'd watch on CW.
C-Dub. We call it the C-Dub around here, buddy.
America's Next Top Model, is that on the CW?
Probably. What Not to Wear.
The Vampire Diaries. You ever watch that?
No.
What's your favorite vampire show?
Probably Interview with a Vampire.
All right. That's not a show, but...
It's a movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what's my favorite show? I don't have a favorite
That's
vampire
fine.
Show because they're all stupid.
That's fine.
Are there vampire shows that you watch?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, I was just saying maybe there was one that was good that I didn't know of.
No, I'm not really. True Blood is my favorite.
I watched that Sherlock. That was all right.
That was a show? A TV show?
The British version, the BBC Masterpiece Theater does one. I think they maybe fourth season coming up. It's only like three episodes a season. But it's like, well, you know. It's pretty all right. You know, you can't really think of... I mean, I don't know.
It was pretty good.
He deduces fucking a lot of shit from just, like, simple shit. It was kind of fun just to watch and stuff, but it's not very realistic as far as, like, it's no CSI Miami. You know how realistic that is.
Vampires aren't really very realistic, though. Yeah.
But vampires aren't with Sherlock.
Oh, I thought that was... I thought we were talking about vampire shows.
No. I just said that Sherlock, I watched that.
Well, when you said that, we were talking about, so I thought that was some new vampire show.
No, not Sherlock. No, that's Sherlock and Watson.
Elementary, my dear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like any vampire shows, because vampires, I think, are kind of stupid.
I tried watching True Blood, I don't care.
There was someone on Family Feud that said there was a question about vampires, and... He's like, I'm an expert on vampires because I love True Blood. Stupid.
What other show is there that's vampiric?
Not a lot. Oh, there's probably a ton, actually, but I just.
What about Vampire in Brooklyn?
Vampire in Brooklyn?
Yeah, wasn't that an Eddie Murphy movie?
Possibly, yeah. Was it about a black vampire? Because that's fucking
weird.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah, there was Blackula way back in the day.
Yeah. Way black in the day. Blackula.
Yep, and then there is that book I read when I was a kid, Bunnicula.
Bunnicula?
It was a bunny, dude. It was a vampire.
Weird.
It was. Vampire in Brooklyn. It was a 1995 American horror comedy. It was. It had Eddie Murphy and Angela Bassett Hound.
She is
and
a dog,
all, the
dude.
Story was by Eddie Murphy and Charlie Murphy. And was directed by Wes Craven.
Wow.
And also had Kadeem Hardison in there.
Kadeem.
Yep, he was on A Different World.
What world was he on? Mars?
That was a Cosby spinoff. It's also known as Wes Craven's Vampire in Brooklyn. It was 1995 and had Eddie Murphy in it and Angela Bassett. And
yeah, like wrote, I said, she was a real dog.
Yeah. But played Murphy played the vampire, the alcoholic preacher, and an Italian gangster in the movie.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
This was the final film produced under his exclusive contract with Paramount Pictures that began with 48 Hours and had all the Beverly Hills Coppola movies in there.
Alex Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills yep. Copulation.
W. Earl Brown played a police officer in it.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Yeah. It was released to coincide with the holiday season and broke even, earning more than $14 million.
Wow.
It received mostly negative reviews and considered the lesser film of both Murphy and Craven.
Huh. My favorite.
Afterwards, Scream came out and The Nutty Professor.
My favorite vampire movie from back in the day in the 80s was Love at First Bite.
Huh.
We talked about that with Paula Prentice and her husband, Richard, fucking whatever his name is. Can't remember.
Michael Richards?
Nope. Paula Prentice's husband, Richard something, but his name isn't Prentice.
Ramirez?
Nope. That was a serial killer.
Paula Prentice? I don't know who that is.
Yeah. We talked about her before. She's
I know, actress. It sounds familiar.
She's an actress, comedian. Comedian. Whatever you want to call it. And she was married to Richard fucking something. Love at First by Richard something.
Eddie Murphy said what ruined Vampire in Brooklyn was the wig he wore.
Wow. That ruined it? It wasn't his acting in the script?
Yeah. But he had to do the movie to get out of his contract so he could go and do The Nutty Professor. That was...
Clumps.
Yep.
The clumps.
Yeah. It only matters if you do a shitty movie, if this is the only movie you ever do, I guess.
If you do a lot of good ones and some shitty ones, it's okay.
Yeah.
He's like, God, Nicolas Cage has a lot of movies. He's got a lot of shitty movies. He's got a few good ones.
When is Liam Neeson going to do a movie that's different now? Fucking A, man. You hear that new one he's got coming out?
Oh, he's getting ready to have a penis reduction. As soon as he does that, he can have a new movie.
You hear about that new movie that he got coming out?
No, I didn't.
It's got one of those stupid titles. Like Taken.
Trapped.
Yeah, it's called Nonstop.
Ooh, I bet the action in it is. This movie will keep you on the edge of your seat. It is nonstop, which I've never understood that phrase.
It's got Anson Mount in it, too.
What does it mean when you're on the edge of your seat? Well, I know what it looks like, but what would get you so... If you're scared or if there's a dramatic moment, why does it make you go to the edge of your seat?
I don't know.
If you guys know what that fucking means, tell us. We're going to probably get out of here now. We got to do some...
That new movie, Nonstop. He's an air marshal, springs into action during a transatlantic flight after receiving a series of text messages that puts his fellow passengers at risk unless the airline transfers $100 million into an offshore account.
I've seen that movie.
With Liam Neeson in it, right?
I've seen that, yeah.
You saw that same movie with Liam Neeson in there at least three other times.
And he had a huge penis every time.
It's like an Avion bottle when he opens up his pants.
Yeah, that's what somebody said.
Janice Dickinson.
Man, and she'd know, too.
I know.
It's like, man, Janice fit that Dickinson inside you. Knock, knock. Who's there? Janice Dickinson. Janice Dickinson who?
Here's a memorable quote from the movie. Someone on this flight is threatened to kill someone every 20 minutes unless $150 million is transferred to this account number.
Boy.
You see yourself quoting that from the movie
That's
very often?
That's exciting.
We're midway across the Atlantic. How do you kill someone in a crowded plane and get away with it?
With a huge penis.
Here's a little bit of trivia. marks his watch as a Casio WV58A-1AV wave scepter.
Thanks for telling me that. That helps me. You guys can go get that
at
Amazon.
Spoiler, man.
You guys can find that watch on Amazon, I'm sure, for $29.95.
They dumped $50 million into that movie.
Well, they'll probably make $50 back.
I know they'll make it probably at least fucking $200 back.
Go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link on the left side there, and go order yourself a Liam Neeson video.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yep.
He's been
Make the one with tight pants.
Tight pants, because you could see his bulge. Fucking thing's huge. We'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now. My stomach is full. It tastes good.
Oh, man, that stuff is delicious. They were out there delivering in the snow, man,
the
until
tundra.
He lost his chains like three times in the parking lot as he was trying to leave. But that was awesome. He made a lot of deliveries and was able to keep a lot of people safe in their houses when they wanted to order food and delicious stuff. So go out there and help support those guys.
Now he says it's back to normal, so you need to get out there and order some pizzas to keep them.
Heck
in
yeah.
Fucking sure.
Get that new Cheese Whiz pizza.
Oh, ham and cheddar.
Yeah, man. Triple beef, dude.
That's three times the beef.
Oh, and cheddar cheese. I mean, that's going to be good. All you need to do is top it off with a bun.
Cheddar Cheese Whiz, I guess.
Top it off with a bun.
A bun on the pizza? You make a pizza sandwich that's the size of a pizza. That'd be awesome.
And no, just a regular sized bun. Just like a 6-inch bun, just right in the middle.
And you just spin,
so you
just spin it on
front.
Your finger.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you could do that.
That would be. Hey, stick around after the show. We're going to have some plugs. Some shows are coming up. I don't know what day it is right now. It might be Friday. And if it is Friday, you should come out to the Brownsville Saloon. We're having a Valentine's comedy show. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff. And other than that, you guys should have yourself an awesome weekend. We'll be back on regular schedule next week, I think. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thanks
have
to all.
A merry little Christmas.
Thanks to all your donations. I think some people said they were sending some stuff, but we haven't got it yet. And if you didn't, that's okay. But Hans, you rock. That
Thanks,
awesome.
Hans.
Thanks a lot, buddy. And we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Maybe
we'll
talk about The Walking Dead after I get to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to spoil some more stuff.
Who
on
died?
That for you.
Carl died? Or Daryl?
No.
Did you just lose your right ear?
Yeah.
All right. I got shocked at the same time. That was weird. All right, we better get out of here before we fucking die.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Rock on.
Metal. Plugs. Whoa. Hey, Taggots. What's up? Are you ready to go enjoy yourself out in the public? I hope so, because I got some stuff you can go do. There's a bunch of open mics every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all around. I've told you enough about those. Just go seek them out and do some comedy. Got some comedy shows coming up. February 14th, it's the He and She Comedy Show Valentine's Day Special at the Brownsville Saloon with Doug and Teresa Wyckoff. I'll be featuring for them. My name is Terry Guile. It's at 419 Main Street in Brownsville, and it's a free show. We'll be asking for a suggested donation, but whatever you can afford is cool. Even if it's nothing, just come out and laugh with us. February 22nd, it's Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage with Leanne Joshua and the regular crew of people down there. February 26th, I'll be at the Mill Casino for the comedy night there in Coos Bay. I'll be doing two sets at 7 and 9:30. February 28th, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 4. We're still doing that at Denny's. We don't care if we have a fist fight. We'll be there. I think we got Isaac Paris and Daniel Caceres coming up from Eugene. And then March 2nd, we got Bill Cosby at the Holt Center, but it's an early show, 2 o'clock. Hope you're ready for an early show. It's probably on a Sunday, too. Who knows? Anyway. April 21st, it's the 4th annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall in Eugene. It's always a day late, which is awesome. And that's it for comedy shows right now.
That's crazy because he can only do one show that day pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. The 420, he must do something in Portland probably. All right, we got some music shows coming up. Saturday, February 22nd, it's Catechus, Flesh, and Bikini at the Front Street Bar and Grill. February 23rd, it's Pentagram, Radio Moscow, and King's Destroy at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 and $25. Death Angel is coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Kingdom Under Fire. Tickets are $16 and $20. The 17th of March, it's The Sword and Big Business with Oh Brother at the Hawthorne Theater, $20 and $25. Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem are coming to Hawthorne Theater on Sunday, March 30th. Tickets are $25 and $28. The Loudness concert got canceled. Their whole American tour got canceled, so Loudness must have lost their visas or something. Unfortunately, they're not going to be coming. Jason Moser's band was going to open for those guys, but he didn't get to because they canceled. What else we got? April 15th, newly announced, is Queens of the Stone Age at a shitty place in Portland called the Keller Auditorium. That's just my opinion, but it's like a theater, and I don't think that's very cool. But that's just my opinion, like I said. Tickets are $25 and $40, something weird like that. $40, $45, I don't know. I lost my shit. Also coming is Mastodon to the Roseland Theater in April. You have to go online and check out information on that because I had my stuff all ready to go here. It's not coming up. It's lame. Where'd they go, dude? Okay, May 3rd, Nile, Seasons of Suffering, and World of Lies will be at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. And like I said, Queens of the Stone Age is coming. Mastodon's coming. Lots of good shows coming up. So get out there and do some fun stuff. We also have the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing competition coming at the beginning of March. I'll be at Riley's here in Albany on March 7th for the preliminaries on that. And stay tuned for more information because that's coming up. They're going to crown the funniest person in Oregon. So, second year in a row. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Get out there and go to some shows. Enjoy yourself, and then come back and listen to the Tagcast podcast, a.k.a. Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.